Are you ready to take another step? Today, we are going to take yet another step.
Welcome to the Creating Wealth Show with Jason Hartman. You're about to learn a new slant on investing, some exciting techniques, and fresh new approaches to the world's most historically proven asset class that will enable you to create more wealth and freedom than you ever thought possible. Jason is a genuine self-made multimillionaire who's actually been there and done it. He's a successful investor, lender, developer, and entrepreneur who's owned properties in 11 states, had hundreds of tenants, and been involved in thousands of real estate transactions. This program will help you follow in Jason's footsteps on the road to your financial independence day. You really can do it. And now, here's your host, Jason Hartman, with the complete solution for real estate investors.
Welcome, listeners. Thank you so much for joining me today. Episode number 976. Pleasure to have you today. I just returned last night from 6 days and five nights in Austin, Texas. And I tell you, discouragement happens. Discouragement happens even to yours truly. Yes, and this is certainly not the first time, but I just want you to know that if you're out there looking for properties and you'd get beat out on the deal sometimes, you are not alone. It happens to me too. So I found a house in Austin. As you know, I'm kind of wanting to move and try another city. I really like this idea of, you know, every few years, move and try another city, right? And see how you like it. Hey, I can do it, so I'm going to do it. As long as you are in a tax-free state, that sounds like a good plan. Of course, Texas has no state income taxes, same like Nevada. I looked for houses. I spent a lot of time. I found one I liked. There were three offers, and guess what? I lost out. Oh, well, you know, don't always get it. But sometimes I think a little bit, not too much, but a small degree of fatalism is okay, right? You know, we can push and push and push. I love the quote, things may come to those who wait, but only the things left over by those who hustle. And generally, my life philosophy agrees with that. But occasionally, on occasion, I think sometimes things just aren't meant to be. You push, you push, you push, and you know, at some point, maybe don't push so hard. You know, let fate have its way once in a while, right? Maybe you let fate have its way far too often, and that's not good. And maybe you never let fate have its way, and maybe that's not good. I used to be that guy, never let fate have its way. So, I don't know, maybe as I get a little older, I think, you know, sometimes it's for the best. So, now I'm thinking, maybe I don't want to move to Austin. So, you know, Austin is a cool city, certainly got a lot of stuff going for it, but ultimately it's kind of shabby. The roads are really shabby, they're bad. A lot of the houses are really shabby. Now, I found a brand new house I really liked, and I was going to rent it, not buy it, lease it, you know, do an 18-month lease. It was, of course, a bargain, much, much better deal to rent that house than buy it, much better deal to lease it, of course, with the rent-to-value ratios. Yes, I know how that works. You know how that works, too. It's very desirable. But again, I don't know, maybe it's for the best. So now I'm thinking, well, what other cities might I want to live in? And of course, this is what I do, so I'm exploring this idea and thinking about it all the time. So more to come on that. Now, hey, today we've got an exciting show for you. We are taking one more step, yet another step, in the direction of control. Commandment number 3, thou shalt maintain control, right? Maintain control of our investments. Maintain control of our financial future. We're getting one step closer today, folks, yet another step. So we are going to interview the founder of a company that has some offerings. It's never quite the complete package. You got to cobble a few things together. Of course, a couple of tools that we've mentioned, we've talked about before, as we've taught you how to self-manage your properties. Today, you're going to hear about another tool, and you're going to like it. This is cool. It's a tool, but it's not the complete solution. See, We are the complete solution for real estate investors, and we're going to help you cobble together the tools and the knowledge, and you're going to learn from not only my experience, but from our clients' vast experience. Remember, we learn so much from you, our clients and our listeners, constantly giving us this feedback loop, and then we share that with the broader audience. So you're really, by listening to the show here, you are literally in a fantastic, if I don't say so myself, a fantastic mastermind alliance. Okay, you are in a great mastermind alliance. Now, we also have our Northeastern event coming up. We're doing our Creating Wealth seminar in the Northeast. Have not inked our hotel deal yet, but we're very close, probably this week. We'll either be in Philadelphia or Washington, D.C., it looks like, and we will be there in May. So go to jasonhartman.com. You can register. Several people have already purchased tickets without a specific location announced. It is very expensive to do events in the northeastern part of the United States. These cities are not cheap. So we've been looking for good venues, high quality. You know, we do, if you've been to our events, you know, we do them at nice properties. We're not into shabby, crappy stuff here. We like to do it classy, keep it classy. So we're negotiating with some venues, and we don't want you paying $300 a night for a hotel room. That's outrageous. You can buy a property for that. Well, no, you can't, but you get the idea. Hey, a penny saved is a penny earned. And again, just like everything else, there's a balance to that type of thinking. You don't want to be scarcity-minded, stepping on dollars while picking up pennies. So many people have that affliction, and that's not good. But you don't want to be a spendthrift and blow all your wealth either. There's a balance to everything, right? And a season to everything. So what do I want to talk to you about today before we get to our guest? Couple quick things. You know, I love karma, right? Karma, karma, karma. Yeah. I try to hold these bad actors in our business accountable. And you know, I go on rants about them and, you know, it's a real job to do it. But hey, there was this great story in the news recently. You know, the old saying, what comes around goes around. And sometimes in the world of business and life, you think, how does that rotten human being keep getting away with that? They're taking advantage of people. They're doing the wrong thing. They're bad operators. And how do they get away with it? Well, this cold case, right? This rotten, disgusting rapist, okay, got into a dispute with his neighbor, so he peed on the neighbor's plant. Ha! Guess what? They did a DNA test, and they matched it to some very old, decades-old crimes. And now this disgusting scumbag is in jail! Yay! So justice has been served. I love hearing stories like that. I love it, love it, love it. It's good news. So what comes around does go around sometimes. Cryptocurrencies are in the news. So, you know, Facebook banned all the cryptocurrency, all the Bitcoin-type advertising, and cryptos took a plummet. And then Google banned it, right? Google says no crypto advertising on our ad networks. And now Twitter is going to prohibit a wide range of cryptocurrency ads. So, you know, I don't know. Is this the pressure from the Rothschild family and the central banking cartels doing this? Or is it just these independent, monopolistic, huge players in the tech world doing it independently? I don't know. Who knows? But the fact is, you know, don't bet against the Fed. Don't bet against the cartels that are the most powerful forces the human race has ever known. They have standing armies. Do not bet against them. Align your interest with them as investors. And all these cryptocurrency speculators, these people that have made fortunes, really, speculating, gambling on cryptos, hey, they've been getting slammed lately. The ultimate outcome, where it will be in 10 years, nobody knows. But hey, you already know what I think. So that's what's in the news. China, oh boy, This is interesting, and I think I mentioned it before. You may have heard this in the news, but you know how China is now doing this scary Big Brother thing where they are engaged in this whole social credit profiling. And now people who do bad things will have their social credit scores. You know, we all have a FICO score, right? Well, this is like your social credit score. You know, if they have big stockpiles of debt, if they park their bike or their car in the wrong place, their social profile will be diminished. It will be dinged. It's like not paying your bills and getting a bad FICO score. And they will be prohibited from doing all kinds of things, like taking trains or flying on airplanes. Now, you would think that people would just be decent human beings and act like they're part of society and, you know, give way to some of their desires or laziness or whatever to be part of society. They would just kind of do the right thing. Well, that ship sailed decades ago, sadly. So now we have this social credit scoring possibly coming to a neighborhood near you. Maybe we'll see this in the U.S. Who knows? The interesting thing is that this Orwellian future that many have predicted hasn't really come directly from the government, at least not in the U.S. Some of it has. We got the NSA monitoring my podcast. Thank you for listening, NSA. We appreciate you listening. Please go to iTunes, NSA, and write a review. Yeah, maybe not. But, you know, it's more Google and Facebook and these big tech companies that are doing a, if you will, a social credit scoring on all of us. Not directly the government. Of course, they're all in bed with the government, which is absolutely scary and disgusting. But we'll see where this goes. You know, this is just a weird thing. I don't know. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. But anyway, hey, let's talk about our one step closer to more control over your investments, more ways and opportunities to potentially self-manage your property. If you haven't considered this, it's worth consideration. It ain't perfect. Nothing is perfect. But for some people, it may be the right thing to do. Talk to us. Talk to your investment counselor. Give us feedback. jasonhartman.com/ask. I love to hear from you. We got tons of listener questions saved up we're going to be answering on the air. So look forward to that in future episodes. We've, of course, done it many times over the years. We'll keep doing it. Also for the event in the Northeast, jasonhartman.com, click on the events section and get your early bird pricing for that. Several have already registered, not even knowing where we'll be. So thank you for having the faith in us to do that. The quote for the day before we go to this interview is this: "Come to the edge," he said. "We can't. We're afraid," they responded. "Come to the edge," he said. "We can't. We will fall," they responded. "Come to the edge," he said. And so they came, and he pushed them. And they flew. I like that quote. I've always liked it. So let's listen in and talk a little bit more about management, property management, on your terms. Here we go.
It's my pleasure to welcome Dana Dunford to the show. She is CEO of Hemlane, and this is a SaaS, or software as a service, product that can help you self-manage your properties, filling a really nice space in the marketplace. We've talked a lot about self-management and, of course, professional property management over the years on the show, and it's good to have her here today. Dana, welcome. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks so much, Jason, for having me.
It's good to have you, and you're coming to us from San Francisco. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Fantastic. So what is Hemlane and how did it come about?
Hemlane is a property management platform where you can be as hands-on or as hands-off with your rental properties. We work a lot with remote owners with their real estate investments who may have, you know, a property, say, in Seattle, another one in Denver, and another one in Austin. And they're looking for a platform where they can manage them from a distance, as well as work with local agents and local property managers when they need to for the leasing or any inspections that they may need. And this is a great solution for those who don't necessarily want full service, but are looking for something in the middle. We also work with full service property managers to streamline and automate their software and technology.
So Dana, you know, I was pleasantly amazed that I could self-manage properties from a long distance when I discovered that by accident years ago. I know you listened to my podcast. You may have heard me talk about that story where I had a property in San Antonio, a property I'd never seen, occupied by a tenant I'd never met. And the property manager got out of the business. I just didn't get around to signing up with another property manager. First of the next month rolls around and the tenant sends me a check with a nice note. Hey, I hear the manager's out of the business, told me to send the checks to you. And I thought, well, okay, I guess so. Then I just went ahead by sort of by default self-managing that property for many years. It worked out extremely well. I had a couple of different tenants. I never thought this would be possible. I had many local properties when I was in the old style of investing where I was just a local investor, you know, kind of the primitive old fashioned way, if you will. But there's a whole country, if not a world of opportunity out there to do non-local properties. And I had never hired managers then, but I never did it long distance before. I had some pretty good experiences long distance self-managing. But I think the real thing is I'm not truly self-managing. Long distance, you do need, I believe, an agent or a property manager to offer a la carte services just to do the lease up of the property and the turnover, the tenant turn between tenants. So Hemlane may be a really nice solution filling this gap in the market. Now, interestingly, many industries are unbundling, if you will, their services, whereas the traditional approach to property management is, you know, you hire a manager and you've got a manager and you let them do everything, right? But the monthly rent collection, I find to be really the easiest part, the part that you can do non-locally quite easily. But the lease up and the tenant turn and managing contractors and repairs and fix up between tenants is the part that you really do need some local help. Talk to us about that, if you will, and how you fill in the gaps.
Yes. So Jason, that is, most of our clients are exactly like you in realizing that the management portion they can do remotely, and where they really, really need assistance is in the leasing. Or, you know, we always recommend once a year having one of those managers go over to your property to perform the inspection. Mm-hmm. With the leasing, you know, no matter how many times people will tell you, oh, you can have a robot show your property, believe it or not, people are saying that in Silicon Valley, or, you know, you can just put a lockbox on the door. I don't think it's smart to do the leasing from a distance. And like you said, I recommend working with a licensed agent or a licensed property manager to help with that turnover. And that is where Hemlane makes it a really seamless process. And what we've come to realize with in building Hemlane is that as a real estate investor, when you're taking over the management, one of the most important things is transparency. Understanding all the tenants who came into your pipeline, you know, prospective tenants, what their applications look like, what their screening reports look like, understanding the lease. So that way, when you take over the management, it's a very easy transition. You need collaboration for that. And that's where the software does it so well, because we have a full leasing platform. You advertise a property on over 40 rental listing websites and respond to the inquiries, set up the showings, but most importantly, connecting you with that real estate professional who's local, who can do that for you, be on the ground, make sure that all the maintenance and repair and turnover that's needed is completed, as well as showing the property and then transferring it to you. By using the software, what ends up happening is the tenant is already integrated into the system. They've done the applications, the background checks, all of that online. And so there's a one-stop place for them to then start doing the rent collection and also the maintenance and repairs. And we found that transparency to be really important in taking off a lot of burden from the real estate investor who may not be local and maybe even on a different time zone and it's difficult to collaborate. We use our platform as really a way to help foster that collaboration.
So Dana, let me introduce, first of all, I love this idea. I just want you to know that. Okay. I think this is sort of exactly what the market needs. It's filling this kind of blank space. Now, you know, one can do it themselves, but maybe there's some better services with the SaaS product and so forth. My skepticism, though, is, well, I've maybe got two major points of skepticism, but one of them is the price, the cost of this. So you can hire a property manager for not much more than your typical client is paying monthly for the SaaS service. Now, that's my skepticism, so you can address that. But here's maybe the good point, is that the property manager's fee is not as it seems. And this is what I have sadly come to learn over many years of doing this, 14 years in the nationwide real estate investing business. It is disappointing because some property managers, even though their fee is X, it might be $90 a month, or $100 a month, or $70 a month, whatever their property management quote-unquote fee is. But they will find ways to nickel and dime you as the owner, and that is very disappointing. So maybe that's the key. Your price is really what it seems. Or, you know, how do you address that? I mean, it goes from, what, $30 a month on up. Tell us about those different packages, and you really sort of get close to the price of an actual property management fee, don't you?
Yes and no. What you will find with HemLane is you'll actually generate more revenue and your net operating income as well will increase by using HemLane. And here's why. Let's first talk about those add-on fees. Certain fees like the property manager taking the late fees. We don't do any of that. We actually will send out your late fee notices to the tenants if they don't pay on time per your lease agreement. And then the tenant's required to pay that late fee before they can pay the rent, and that late fee goes directly to you. We don't charge any transaction fees. There's no upcharges. We're not nickel and diming anyone in the system. And that $30 to get started is just if you have one property. Obviously, from there, it can go down as you add more properties right to the system. And so what you will find, Jason, is that on average, our clients are paying 3% of monthly rent for kind of this more holistic package where we'll even take the maintenance calls and initiate their service professionals. We have a team that actually will pick up the phone and call your service professionals and initiate those. So when you think of the time spent on doing all of that, it actually will save our clients a lot of money in the end because no one values their time as much as it's really worth. And what they end up realizing is that this is a much more hands-off solution while still providing them full transparency and full decision-making without nickel and diming them, without upcharging on vendors, that they can really get a complete solution.
So I've said this many times, I've just been beating this drum for many years now, that there is an inherent conflict of interest in many things in life. You know, this isn't the only one. There's a lot, I mean, you know, get into litigation and there's a million conflicts of interest. It's just disgusting how that whole thing works. But there's an inherent conflict of interest in the way a property manager has to relate to the whole job of property management. You know, yes, they're representing the owner technically, but the reality is that they might become predatory on the tenant because they can keep the late fees or they can keep half the late fees. And then the conflict is that the tenant becomes dissatisfied and owners need to remember your tenant is your customer. Okay, this is a customer. Treat them like a customer. You know, you have to keep saying this. It's just funny how many investors and property managers kind of look at tenants as these little babies. And a lot of times they do act like little babies. Sometimes customers do that too. That's just life. But the tenant is the customer. They're the one paying the money, right? And so you got to keep that relationship good. And the property manager has many incentives in many ways to not satisfy that conflict of interest. There are others as well, but go ahead with what you're saying.
Yes, and with that, I couldn't agree more, and that's why the transparency up front is not only important for the owners, but also the tenants, any managers or agents that we're working with, in the sense of telling the tenant, you've signed a contract, and it says, you know, if you don't pay by the 5th of the month, there's going to be, you know, a late fee of $50 followed by $10 per day afterwards, or whatever you may have. And having that transparency up front and making sure that everyone follows and abides by the lease just makes it where both for the owner as well as the tenant, they're really satisfied. And that even goes to the maintenance. You know, you can get Hemlane just the software only for really cheap and manage your own maintenance calls, or
that's,
you can go to our upgraded,
right,
package, where we'll help do that. And like you said, the tenant's a customer. When they put in a maintenance request, you have to remember that they're living in this place. Mm-hmm. And so being able to address that really quickly for them, communicate it, send out the service professional, notify them about the scheduling, being able to do all of that and providing that transparency to them where they can track it and they get alerts and notifications on it is incredibly important. What we found is that by having satisfied tenants, right, they're going to stay for longer, you're going to have less turnover, and they're also going to keep the property in great condition, and that's one of your assets.
Okay, so talk to us about the $30. It starts at $30 a month, right? And it goes up from there. What are some of the distinctions about these different levels of service?
Yes, so the $30 a month, if you just want the software only, where you use our software, then you'll pay $30 a month, and it goes up just per unit. It's $3 per unit, so it's relatively cheap in the grand scheme of things. But that provides you everything. So that provides you the leasing software, the ability to schedule showings with tenants. We follow up with tenants on applications. We do the screening on them, lease documents, move inspections, everything on the software side is included in that. So you have a full rental lifecycle software. If you do want, Jason, for us to pick up your maintenance calls and help with that day-to-day, connect you with agents and managers in your area who we work with, we're a huge fan of property managers, so we can connect you with those folks. Then it's the upgraded package where it's $40 per property per month. Really where you see the cost savings is actually in the leasing. Because the software is doing so much of it, we have property managers who will say, we'll just charge you, you know, per showing, or we'll charge you 25% of 1 month's rent to do all of your property showings for you. Because at the end of the day, the software is collecting the applications, the owner's making the final decision on those, the owner may be preparing the lease, and you really need someone local there to be the set of eyes to make sure the property is fully locked, answer any questions. But because it's unbundled, you're suddenly saving that extra 75% of the 1 month's rent that may be charged on leasing. And we also don't price that. So you can get really cheap property managers and agents on our system. You can also get really expensive ones. We believe you get what you pay for, right? And so we don't price set. We work with any property managers and agents and let them decide what their pricing is in Hemlane. And that, Jason, makes it where each owner is different of what their needs are. Each property manager has a different cost to address things, and you can figure out who's the right property manager for you to work with and use their pricing. So we don't price set in that, but typically it tends to be something where, because it's unbundled and because there's a platform for you to communicate, property managers have found that they can provide their services at a reduced cost because they're not having to do everything.
Okay, so the pricing is a little bit confusing to me. Like, I'm at the website, and mm-hmm. First of all, the prices you're quoting are the annual billing prices, right? So is it $30 just for starting prices? Is it $30 per unit per month billed annually, right? And then what is the $2.95 or $3 extra? I don't get it.
Yeah, that's a great question. And this page is about to actually change next month. Same pricing, just changed a little bit. So the basic package is $3 per property unit per month. So if you just want the software, it's $3 a unit, and you have to have a minimum of $30 because we provide unlimited support. We help onboarding.
So if someone has three units and they want to pay annually with the annual contract with you, they're paying $39 per month. Is that correct?
No, what they would, if they're just using the software, they're going to pay the minimum of the $30 a month for basic because they would be on the basic platform. So they'd be paying $30 a month, or that equates to $359 per year for using the software. So the leasing platform.
Right, but it's with three properties. So I thought it was $30. Oh, or is $30 cover up to 10 properties? Is that what
exactly
you're saying?
That, oh, exactly got it. That.
Okay. Yes. That's, Dana, that's confusing, I tell you.
I know.
Yeah, okay, got it.
We're about to change that where it's $30 a month and $3 per unit.
Let's just help the listeners get clear on this. It's $30 a month when you pay annually for up to 10 properties. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And that's for the basic service just using the software. Now, the next step up from that is having your call center. You have a real call center, it sounds like, right? And they'll take phone calls and manage maintenance requests and things like that. Is that what that is?
Yes, Jason, that's correct. So it's both a call center to help with the day-to-day maintenance of initiating your service professionals, as well as getting you access to those managers and agents within your region to be able to help with your leasing, your inspections, so that we can
a la carte services.
Yes, exactly.
Got it. Okay. But that now, that's the next step up, and that's $40 per property per month, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And then, so this is where it gets, see, it's very inexpensive to use the software. That's very reasonable. But it gets into the area where you have to start considering, well, we're almost at the fee an actual property manager would cost, but you did address like the savings, potential savings on the lease up, and you know, $40 a month is still less expensive than a manager would be, but feel free to dive into that question.
So with that, with the $40 per month and how that works is we've found that it's actually incredibly, incredibly cheap when you think of the leasing cost. So the alternative, Jason, for you, if you want access to agents and property managers, is that you're paying 1 month's rent. So an average rental, say your rent is $1,200 a month. Right.
I got it. You're going to have a lease up fee of between 50% and 100% of 1 month's rent. It might be half, but it could be a full month. Okay. So I got you there. But how does yours make it less expensive? Because they're still hiring an a la carte agent or manager, as we talked about at the beginning, is the right way to self-manage this, to kind of go, you know, you collect the rent yourself, but you still hire that manager or agent to do the turnover in between tenants and the new lease up. Are they getting that for less money than they would otherwise get it just calling a local property manager or real estate agent themselves?
Exactly. So a full lease up that you would do with a traditional management solution is they will just say it's going to be 75% of 1 month's rent or 1 month's rent, or it varies from region, right? So you're going to be paying that full $1,200 for them to do the lease up. In the case of Hemlane, they are doing the showings for you, the inspections, anything that you need a la carte. And so they can cut their fees in half because they're not having to do a lot of the work. They're not having to do the applications. Those are online. We send those to the tenants. They're not having to even respond to inquiries. Like, we will tell tenants, here's the showing agent schedule. Please click here to sign up. If you have any questions, you know, here's who you can reach out to, but here are the qualifications.
Okay.
And so what you end up seeing is that in the grand scheme of things, you are saving quite a bit of money. And it's because the software is doing that work
okay.
for you.
Got it. Okay, but you're offering a marketplace. These aren't pre-negotiated deals with property managers or agents, right? It's up to the client, the property owner, to just go ahead and say, hey, look, you don't have to do the applications, so make me a better deal, right? Or how does that work?
Exactly. I mean, every single manager and agent who's on Hemlane, it's a platform. They understand how Hemlane works. In other words, they're going to take their customers and put them into two different segments. there are people who are willing to pay for full service property management. That is anywhere from 20 to 30% of the industry based on who you talk to. They'll give you a different number on that. But those are people who want full service, who will hand over the keys. They don't want to hear about the property. They want you to do everything. And I think that's a great model for people who want that. And property managers, that market's always going to be around. The question really comes to is property managers come to us and say, there are so many real estate investors out there who are self-managing their rentals, right? And how do we open up the opportunity to be able to offer our services, our professional services to them and increase the market share? And that is something that you find in a lot of technologies that are innovative where they actually open up opportunities. I mean, look at Airbnb. They opened up the supply of hotel rooms in any given city. And so our philosophy has never been to really cut price and try to compete against full service management. If someone wants that, they can definitely get that. Ours has always said, there are people who are self-managing their properties out there. And how do you open it up where suddenly now they are incentivized to work with you, a property manager? So suddenly you're not just trying to compete against all of those with full service. Okay. You suddenly have a whole new set of customers that no one's been addressing.
Okay, Dana. So what is the typical price that someone would pay for lease-up fees through your network? Do you have stats on that? Do you have a suggestion on it?
Yeah, we do have stats, and it really varies by city and by the agents and managers we work with. Typically, if you want something unlimited for showings, you know, for them to do the showings for you, typically it's 25% of 1 month's rent, and they'll do all the showings for you.
Okay, they still got to manage the turn. What I, just to compare it, what I tell people now, and maybe you've heard me talk about this on the show, because I know you're a listener. What I tell people is, I say hire a real estate agent or a property manager, and their duties would, hopefully I won't miss anything when I repeat this now, is it will be to go and meet the current tenant, explain the process to them, manage their, do a walkthrough with them when they move out, send me photos of everything, and then market the property, find and screen a new tenant. So they don't have to screen it through your site because your site will do the screening. And, you know, we've had Cozy on before. They've spoken at a couple of our events. They're in that space a little bit too. And I know Zillow's getting into it. It really, that does need to improve because it's not really very fair to the tenant that they have to go around paying all these application fees and have their credit run repeatedly. I mean, that's a bad system. So it's good that that's changing for sure for just the tenants alone. I think that'll make the market bigger, making it easier to rent a house. It's good. It's good for everybody.
Yeah, I completely agree.
Yeah. So then I tell them, you know, screen the tenants, help me pick one. Okay. And then do a walkthrough with the new tenant, manage any repair people in between, you know, meet the painter, you know, get them to paint the house, whatever he needs to do, you know, meet the carpet cleaner, et cetera. And then, you know, put the new tenant in the house, drop the lease contract, all of that stuff. You know, that's basically what I'm saying they need to do. And I'm going to pay them a lease-up fee, usually 50, 75, or maybe even 100% of 1 month's rent. So if it's a $1,000 property, I'm going to pay $1,000. So with your service, you're saying you could pay them $250, just 25%. But are they going to do all of that stuff? Well, they don't have to do the screening, right?
But, yes. And they don't even have to do the marketing. So we have the platform that will advertise it on over 40 rental listing websites for you.
So and you aggregate that. You probably go to Postlets and all of that stuff. So that's good.
Yes. So we'll aggregate that. And then we will respond to those inquiries, set up the showings, do the applications, the screening. And then we also have lease documents through a partnership with Rocket Lawyer for the lease for the owners to populate, pre-populate, and then fill out and sign. Okay. And so what you'll end up seeing with it is that turnovers can be different. You can have a tenant that completely trashes your place, and you can also have a tenant who they've moved out and maybe just a cleaning needs to happen.
I know. Yeah.
And there's
sometimes
a huge
nothing.
Difference.
Sometimes you get a tenant that you literally don't need to do anything.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
And so then what you'll end up seeing is during that move-out inspection, you'll really understand how much more you need that agent for. Mm-hmm. Some agents will just need to schedule a cleaning and will just charge you a small amount to help coordinate that. Others will need to do a lot more. And that is where, as you said, if you're a real estate investor, we're incentivizing you to have really good relationships with your tenants. So when they move out, it's in the same condition upon move-in, with the exception of normal wear and tear. And then you can, from there, say, okay, this is what the place looks like. And if the tenants moved out and trashed the place, yes, you're going to have to pay more for that coordination. But our goal is to try to incentivize you to have great communications with your tenants. So when they move out, it's clean, it looks nice, and it's much easier for the agent to do that, because that's where you do see a huge, you know, properties that are really nice are not incentivized to do a full lease up fee, because they say, well, what am I really paying for versus those that have high turnover costs? And so what we're trying to do is help with move inspection documents, then the move out inspection documents, and documenting all of that for the tenants. They can even see it. They can see the move inspection forms. By having all of that in a system that's transparent, we're trying to change the industry where that communication is already there and it reduces the amount of turnover that you have.
Okay. Are there any geographical limitations?
With Hemlane, we only have property managers and agents in certain cities. And if we don't have one in those cities, it's no problem. You would just have to bring in your own agent or property manager.
Right. Well, that is a bit of a problem, because then you're doing the job. but you can use the software. It sounds like you're probably going to say you can use the software anywhere, of course, right? Probably anywhere in the world. It doesn't even have to be in the US, I'd assume, but it's probably all denominated in dollars. But the property manager and real estate agent network is only in selected cities.
That is correct. And okay. And we focused on scaling and growing smaller in that sense to provide sure. really good customer satisfaction with mm-hmm. agents versus just saying, hey, you're an agent in this city. We need you. Come help X, Y, and Z real estate investor. We've really focused on fostering great relationships.
Okay, good. Good stuff. Anything else you want to say before we wrap it up?
Well, I'm a huge fan of your show. I do want to say that, especially the numbers and stats that you have. And it was great to be on this show because, as you have spoken about, you can do remote management of your properties as long as you set it up for success. And that's what we're hoping to help real estate investors with.
Yeah. You know, Dana, I'll tell you, the biggest challenge in our business is dealing with property managers. It's not the tenants. The tenants are not the problem. The managers are the hard part because, again, like I say, there are some built-in conflicts of interest. And, I'm not saying the managers are bad people. Some of them are certainly bad people, but some are great. But a conflict is a conflict, okay? And it just exists. It's just part of the nature of the relationship. The idea is to eliminate as many conflicts as possible so everybody's aligned and all their interests are aligned. And companies like yours are trying to do that. I'm trying to do that. And, hopefully we will get to that point in the future because it's an old industry. You know, real estate is a very old fashioned industry. It's good to see some new technologies and new services and new business models updating that industry. It's sorely needed. So thanks for doing what you do. And we appreciate having you on the show, Dana. Thank you.
Great. Thanks so much for having me on your show. I'll talk to you later, Jason.
Thank you so much for listening. Please be sure to subscribe so that you don't miss any episodes. Be sure to check out the show's specific website and our general website, hartmanmedia.com, for appropriate disclaimers and terms of service. Remember that guest opinions are their own, and if you require specific legal or tax advice or advice in any other specialized area, please consult an appropriate professional. And we also very much appreciate you reviewing the show. Please go to iTunes or Stitcher Radio or whatever platform you're using and write a review for the show. We would very much appreciate that. And be sure to make it official and subscribe so you do not miss any episodes. We look forward to seeing you on the next episode.